Dr. Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury. Good morning.
Good morning.
How nice of you to come in again.
Pleasure always.
I know that you've been rushing around quite a lot this year. You're never out of the papers, are you?
Well, like fish and chips, as they say.
Yes. And you're off to Copenhagen?
I'm off to Copenhagen this weekend, yes. I've been asked to talk a bit about the church's attitude to climate change and those issues there.
Excellent.
Well, all sorts of technical arguments about it, and they're all being dusted off at the moment. Mm. About the science of it, and people still disagree about some aspects of it. But what really brought it home to me was a couple of weeks ago when I had a visitor from the Pacific, and he told me about how his island and some of its neighbours were actually going to be uninhabitable in a few years because of rising water levels, which people connect with climate change. And that really brings it home. And it reminds me that it's not quite good enough to say that it's all too difficult or that it's nothing to do with religion anyway. Because we're getting ready for Christmas, and it's worth remembering, I think, that one of the things we do celebrate at Christmas is God taking an interest in the real material stuff of the earth. Not only our flesh and blood, but all the things that keep flesh and blood secure, food and shelter and so on. And it would be pretty peculiar if we took the world less seriously than God does. And I think that's why Christians and other religious people are so concerned about the Copenhagen agenda. Now, there are plenty of practical things we can do to scale down our use of energy and the amount of waste we produce, though that's a challenge for Christmas, isn't it? But one thing I'll want to say this weekend is that these things will only happen, change will only happen, if we actually learn to love the world we're in. And I think Christmas is a very good time for rediscovering that. So I hope everybody listening has a wonderful celebration and that they have a chance to rediscover something about love, love for the world and love for each other.
Well done. And thank you. Well, we wish you luck in Copenhagen.
Thank you very much.
And we wish you sustained and loud applause.
Same to you, and thanks for everything, Terry.
Yes, and since we won't be meeting again on Pause for Thought, thank you for all that you've done for us.
Thank you. You've given a lot to a lot of people.
And, of course, a happy Christmas and New Year to you.
To you.